Welcome, everyone. Welcome to tonight's event, which has to do with crossing the quantum threshold, your heroic journey of power, purpose, and becoming the possible human. I'm so glad you're here with me. What we're going to do, friends, is to explore the next steps you can take to continue motivating, inspiring, propelling yourself forward in your life, and take advantage of the momentum you have created in the development work that you've done with me and with others and on your own so far. I will be discussing, hopefully in some depth, the three kinds of human destiny, the four realms of being, as well as how your life profoundly connects to the classic heroic journey. So without further ado, let's get started, shall we? Suppose you found yourself suddenly transported to another realm, another dimension perhaps, where you were told by seemingly superior beings that your planet was in deep trouble. Well, you knew that. And that your human species was headed to extinction. You suspected that. Unless there's some accelerated development of your species. And that you, of all people, have been chosen to participate in a radical program to both quicken and deepen the human journey so that chaos would not prevail. Why me, you ask? Well, you're told that it's so that you have both the capacity and the desire to transform and experience metanoia. Metanoia, it's an ancient Greek word, which means big-time radical change of mind and being. You have yearned for such reorganization of your inner and outer worlds, yes? You have often become aware of a soul quake in yourself. Is it just you wonder? Or is it the volcanically intense evolutionary pressures charging you to help yourself and others in reconfiguring existing life structures at every level, inner and outer, individual and cultural, relational and ecological, and even social and spiritual? You sense and wish to respond to the shift in the world and in your individual psyche. You have experienced enough good and bad times to have learned how to be the difference that makes the difference. And indeed, you may well be further along than most. You have either been brave and vigilant enough to pursue your development on your own, as well as in my, if you took it, Unlock Your Quantum Powers training, or in my Awakening to Your Life's Purpose course, or both. And through these experiences, you have discovered deeper domains of your own ability to create, manifest, and affect your reality. And now you're ready for the next step, the crossing of the threshold to train for your larger, we call it even your supreme destiny, but I also would call it your quantum destiny. Most of you surely, in one way or another, have been through lesser forms of destiny. There's a first level destiny, often a small, frustrated level that I like to call the schlock destiny. Schlock is a marvelous Yiddish word which means just what it sounds like. Those who get stuck at this level live in a state of self-sabotage and victimization, which in some way is like an invisible prison that keeps them away from their true nature, obstructs the flowering of their deepest capacities and potentials. When people are stuck at this level, life simply happens to them, and they've been unable or afraid to actively do anything to change that. This level of destiny is not satisfying in any way and ultimately leads nowhere, or worse, because they're not making choices, they're not taking actions, but instead are simply reacting reflexively and often immaturely to whatever happens. Now, the second level is what I call ordinary destiny. And that's where most people tend to live their lives. Many of you listening from all over the world have heard that in the United States, although not only there by any means, too many chase the mirage of the American dream and then settle for a limited life of creature comforts and a conformed mediocrity. As you may already know, ordinary destiny although sometimes pleasant and seemingly without much risk, leaves us feeling haunted, unfulfilled, caught in the nausea of same old, same old. And yes, haunted, as I said, haunted by a longing for a life we know in our heart is possible. Or you may have taken a course, been inspired, but then gotten caught in the, what I call the rubber band effect. Now, you've likely experienced that yourself at some point. It's when you get very motivated by my course, other courses, or events that stretch and inspire you, but then after a few months of pursuing this larger life and the unfolding of your potential, your previous, more ordinary life gets in the way. And you end up snapping back to that same old, same old, as your lesser destiny asserts its adamant demands. This is why taking advantage of your momentum and continuing to make real growth in your progress is so vital to moving beyond the reach of that ordinary destiny's ability to get its hooks into you and slow you down and drag you back to that lesser life where the memory of the joyful possibility you once held so clearly begins to fade into the background. The third level of destiny is what I call your supreme or quantum destiny. This stage is the birth of a mythic life of true inspiration and passion lived in alignment with your higher purpose. When you begin to live from your quantum destiny, the universe in its quantum aspect rallies to support you, and you're able to call upon a vast reservoir of inner powers and abilities to bring forth your unique gifts and create profound change in yourself and in the world, enabling your larger destiny to unfold. But before you can step fearlessly into your quantum destiny, you need to skillfully and seamlessly integrate your new ways of thinking, living, and collaborating in this new ecosystem of being. Now, this skillful integration needs to be so ingrained into your muscle memory, into your mind memory, into your soul memory, that it becomes second nature. Once you achieve this, you will find that you can effortlessly call upon your new abilities, and you'll know exactly how to take flight and where, quite possibly, to go. So, friends, how do you achieve this state of skillful integration and embodiment? Throughout my experience, I have found that the most effective path to integration and embodiment comes from taking the hero's journey or the heroic journey through four realms of being. I first introduced this in my Awakening to Your Life's Purpose course. Well, first there's the sensory physical realm. Developing your imaginal and physical bodies and tapping into the cosmic forces to empower inner and outer change. Second, the psychological realm. Training the creative imagination and becoming skilled at the practice of happiness. Third, the mythological realm. Becoming the conscious creator of your mythic adventure and finding your mythic tribe to help you co-create it. Fourth, the spiritual realm. What does that mean? Well, it's daily life as spiritual exercise and living from a more deeply connected place with the oneness that contains and sustains it all. Now, achieving some excellence in these four realms, as you may well imagine, involves making a kind of heroic journey with a dynamic series of tasks that you must perform and new challenges you must rise to meet. And where do we find the strategies to live this heroic life? How do we keep from the old snap of that blasted rubber band? Well, there is a path. There is a path designed to help you take advantage of your momentum and carry you forward into your quantum destiny. A remarkable path that I'd like to describe to you. It is found by joining all you have learned in your development thus far with the great monomyth of the heroic journey. This journey has had such a profound effect on my own life and work, and has led me into what I and others have called a mythic life. A mythic life, by the way, is the title of my own autobiography. Now, there are many ways to engage the journey to your own mythic life, and I'll be talking more about that in just a moment, but I also want you to know that if you are interested, you can, of course, continue to work closely with me and a much smaller, deeply committed group of your peers from all over the world. And I'll tell you more about how to do that a little later. But first, let me tell you exactly how the heroic journey unfolds so you can see the bigger picture of your own life, including how to reach your supreme, your quantum destiny from where you are right now. When I was 11 years old, a book came into my life that opened me to the world of myth and deepened forever my understanding of the ways of spirit. It was Joseph Campbell's great, great masterpiece, The Hero with a Thousand Faces, and it primed my deepest knowings and wildest imaginings. It was also the fractal seed of my eventual meeting with Joseph Campbell, a man who later became my friend, my research subject, my colleague, and the inspiration for my lifelong search for correspondences. By correspondences, I mean the correspondence between myth and history, myth and personality, myth and spiritual awareness. In his book, Campbell draws upon the vast archives of the world's stories that tell of the journey of the hero and his or her transformation. A pattern of details and incidents emerges from these stories, a potent similarity in theme and sequence among the sacred stories of many times and many cultures, which shows the world's peoples at the core to be far more alike than different. I will be going into all of this more deeply here, but in brief, the hero's journey begins with the call, the great call, being called to do something deeper, more potent, both from within or from without, and then, of course, refusing the call for some time, and eventually you can't stand yourself anymore, and you return to it. And this is followed by allies showing up, but then you must cross the threshold, and this is the point of no return, for you must travel the road of trials with the help of supernatural aids, and also come to an understanding with the Father, have an encounter with the Goddess, and receive the ultimate boon. And then finally, make the journey home profoundly and irrevocably changed and charged by all that you've experienced. If you don't already know the whole story, I can assure you that it's all quite fascinating. And you will soon discover that for yourself as we go into each stage of the journey more deeply. So let's begin at the beginning. Each story that Campbell tells in the book begins with the call to adventure, a grand summons that beckons the hero to leave an outmoded condition and journey forth into new ways of being. So this call that you hear from inside you, yes, inside you, you out there, yes, you, yes, it's saying, are you ready to take on the great adventure? To wander into the depths of your own inner powers and those of the universe and discover realms and reality that you may never have known existent? If you can say yes, well then let us begin. But many who hear the call are not truly ready, and for even the most heroically inclined, there can often be a period known as the refusal of the call, the putting of the call off or delaying it because it comes in an inconvenient time. You're afraid of taking on the responsibility or because one simply doesn't feel oneself worthy. This is when you'll find yourself saying things like, well, not now, maybe next year, or when the kids are grown, or when I have more money, or when I find my soulmate, or, you know, I'm just too tired and overwhelmed to answer the call. Try me later, maybe. However, Campbell made it very clear that the journey of the hero was also an allegory of the soul's journey toward enlightenment. Therefore, a part of that initial refusal may have also been about a kind of dread before the unknown, before the entering into a reality in which personal transformation takes place. However, after putting it off, many find that they can't stand themselves anymore and that they can no longer ignore the larger life that is beckoning to them. And then they sheepishly or with enthusiasm agree, I agree to answer the call. And unusual things begin to happen pretty quickly. It's as if the universe smiles benignly and says, hot dog, we've got a live one, send in the allies. And the allies show up, both human as well in a series of meaningful coincidences. The book falling open to a page that affirms one's destiny, the phone call at just the right time, or an opportunity that opens up to take the next step on your journey, and a whole new group of allies enters your life, as you will see. Allies, just like me, for instance. You know, I've worked with some of the most esteemed, powerful, and successful people in the world, who have, under my teaching, or so they say, gone on to achieve remarkable things in the interest of making a better world. Some have been heads of countries, some directors of big institutions or companies, others have been producers, artists, spiritual leaders, visionaries in many, many areas. They have taken this work of ours and done the extraordinary. Or to put it in more truthful terms, they have made the extraordinary ordinary. But the secret to it all is that as we work together, they understood what Mahatma Gandhi declared, as human beings, all greatness lies not so much in being able to remake the world as in being able to remake ourselves, allowing us to together remake ourselves to bring us closer to becoming the possible human and in so doing discover our own unique talents to help in the remaking of our world. The hero attempts to cross the threshold of adventure, to enter a realm of amplified power, just as you, frankly, are now on the threshold of gaining the higher uses of your powers and the deeper sense of purpose that comes with living your supreme or quantum destiny. However, first one has to get past the guardian of the threshold. Often a monster in some form, typically unfriendly, the guardian is given to schedules, fixed habits, and attitudes cast in concrete. A worthy adversary in our everyday life, the guardian can show up in supervisors, bosses, and friends who are given to primitive reptilian behavior, generally being overprotective of the status quo or of the ordinary. At worst, the guardian devours us, or turns us into a wimpy version of itself. At best, it hones our pluck and cunning and requires that we fool it with witty ways to get past its snatching arms. And sometimes, actually quite often as these things go, one discovers that the real threshold guardian is within oneself, that part of ourselves that will not release one's hold on ordinary consciousness enough to let one dissolve the ordinary in order to enter into the extraordinary. This activates the reflexive part of ourselves that makes excuses and declares the initiation to be, oh, it's just too arduous. The price of admission is too high. The bar to entry is insurmountable in one way or another. Yet, in this, again, the only real barrier is oneself, and one's own fear of the unknown that comes with genuinely responding to the call. In the traditional journeys, the stage involves leaving the world of ordinary reality and entering the inner visionary realms. But to do that takes courage, the courage to begin to release old habits, outworn behaviors, and those limited and limiting patterns that keep you caught in a vacuous comfort zone. But if you are committed to using the momentum you have, you can take a giant step toward the release of the old and the welcoming of the new. You can learn all manner of ways and means to escape the threshold guardian of old habits and journey into the adventures of your soul, mind, and body, spirit, such that when you return, you may look upon your old self with the kindly eyes of an advanced human species regarding his or her earlier Neanderthal self. Once you make it past the threshold guardian and across the threshold and into the true journey, the hero is swallowed by the unknown, be it a whale, a wolf, a sarcophagus, a cave, and this stage known as the belly of the whale permits us to dissolve our identity in order to be rewoven into a stronger and brighter form. In the process, we die to our modernity and are reborn into our eternity. I'm going to say that again because it's so important. We die to our modernity and are reborn into our eternity. And we know the belly of the whale in many guises. It may come as a response to a strong need to get away from it all. I wish I were a million years away, a million years and no people. And then to take a spontaneous trip to somewhere you've never been, or it can manifest when you engage new practices to undergo your gestation into a higher form of being human. Now, of course, this belly of the whale, the unknown, the darkness of the cave, are only a passing part of the heroic journey. Still to come are the road of trials and adventures, and the treasure in the mountain, one of the great rewards for making it this far. Now, I'm going to continue to map out the rest of the journey with you in just a moment, but I want you to know, I really want to let you know that for many, that moment where you must get past the guardian and cross the threshold, is the moment in the journey where they take the biggest risk and make the biggest leap of faith, and then get that great reward, making all you have been through worthwhile. And frankly, friends, this is where you may find yourself right now. If you took my Unlock Your Quantum Powers training, or my Awakening to Your Life Purpose course, or if you've taken transformative trainings with other teachers or done serious development work on your own, then you have already discovered some of the latent potentials within you. You have already accessed some supernatural aid or a higher support system, and you have sensed into the possibilities for your future. But as these things recede in the rearview mirror, you are faced with the road ahead, the momentous and heroic journey that beckons you, even though the road ahead is not clear. So this is where we come together as allies for one another, so that together we can make this greater commitment to go beyond the simple discovery of our powers and purpose and can respond to the true reason we developed them in the first place, the greatest call of our life, the true heroic journey to the fullest version of ourselves. And thus, as so many of you find yourselves together here in this same place, having discovered deep potentials within yourself, yet still in the unknown part of your own journey, I want to invite you to join me in an intensive 9-month process, a process that will continue your own heroic journey, guide your true legacy to fruition, and bring the most magnificent possibility for your life into being. In short, you will be living your quantum destiny. So friends, if you are really, really serious about living the life of your supreme and quantum destiny, then my 9-month course will support you at every stage of that journey to get there. If you feel the quickening to respond to the evolutionary instinct which demands your higher becoming, and if you suspect that you are one who can help partner the greatest change in human history to a world that potentially really can work for so many more, then you have already made a commitment inside yourself to engage the process of reaching your supreme destiny, your quantum destiny. Now, you can read all about this on the information page that we've set up for the training. You can click on the link on the event page where you joined me today, where it says, visit the Live Your Quantum Destiny training information page. The URL is yourquantumdestiny, that's all one word, yourquantumdestiny.com. Again, that's yourquantumdestiny.com, and you are welcome to join me there now or anytime as I continue. Now, in our 9 months together, you will find, as the classical hero and heroine often do, all manner of discoveries and learnings, both personal and universal, as you journey into realms and adventures close to those who are satisfied with ordinary existence, and you will be rewoven into the higher human version of yourself. It takes 9 months to gestate a baby, to bring a brand new human being forth into the world. But we're going to, frankly, need a couple of extra months to gestate a new kind of human, the possible human, the human who uses their quantum powers and deep sense of purpose to bring into being the child of the universe, the universal human who can have the powers and inner resources to live an extraordinary life and become a beacon to others, a bringer of new ways of being and doing into this needful world. During those 9 months, you will move through the four realms of development, the sensory physical, the psychological, the mythic symbolic, and the spiritual or unitive. You will deepen into your exploration of the quantum powers, and you will discover how, on the sensory physical realm, you now can work with amplified, advanced processes that will put you more firmly in sync with your quantum blueprint, so that now you'll not only more easily acquire new energies and capacities to live more beautifully embodied, but acquiring those patterns of physical and mental brilliance that bring you new body, new mind. Now, this, of course, requires some diligence and practice. Yes, yes, but it also provides the determination and will to accomplish changes in your body being that hitherto were not believed possible. Psychologically, you will discover not only a passion for the possible, you will find yourself facing a horizon on which new possibilities will continue to unfold for you, along with a continuously expanding, more comprehensive sense of your purpose in this life at this time. Which brings us back to the hero's journey, where once you have passed through the darkness, survived the belly of the whale, and have reached a level of skill and awareness that prepares you for the road of trials and adventures. This is where the helpers come in, which is what I will tell you all about. Now, in Campbell's tracking of the hero's journey, this is a time of incredible tests and extraordinary adventures. And whereas he says, the hero moves in a dream landscape of curiously fluid, ambiguous forms where he must survive a succession of trials. Now, friends, generally this sequence is the favorite of storytellers, epic poets, novelists, for it is here that they can give full vent to the dread we all feel before the unknown and the unbound, be it in a desert, wilderness, or sea, or in the corresponding places in the labyrinth of our own unconscious life. One is hurled into adventures and challenges for which generally one has had little preparation, and yet somehow one finds the resources to survive. Among them are what I call your heroic guides, magical helpers, or supernatural allies in the Joseph Campbell description of the hero's journey. Now, these guides play a fundamental role in the heroic journey to your quantum destiny. How about that? Now, if you've joined me on the training information page at yourquantumdestiny.com, that's one long word, yourquantumdestiny.com, I'll tell you about the 8 powerful sages and teachers I've enlisted to give you additional specialized guidance on this journey to your greatest possibility. These guides are some of the most respected, original minds around, all experts in their field, and for each of the four realms, you'll receive two heroic guide sessions that are, frankly, perfectly matched to what you'll be exploring in that particular realm. So, for example, in the body sensory realm, the physical realm, best-selling author and alternative health expert Donna Eden, her alternative health book, Energy Medicine, is a bestseller that has been translated into nearly 20 languages. I know her very, very well. In fact, I've known her for almost 40 years. And I'll tell you, she is the best that there is. You're going to be stunned at what she's going to teach you. And then there's my friend, the celebrated author and teacher of human consciousness, David Megacy. Now, Dave is a former National Football League linebacker for the St. Louis Cardinals, and he was for many, many years the head of the Western Division of the National Football League Players Association, and now offers teaching and coaching to businesses and individuals who want to deepen collaboration, self-confidence, and awareness, as well as contribute to social change. He's one of the leaders in the whole new field of sports and consciousness. For the psychological realm, the author and clinical psychologist David Feinstein, who, by the way, is the husband of Donna Eden, is a major pioneer in developing innovative therapeutic approaches, leading to 9 national awards for his books on consciousness and energy healing. He's also served on the faculty of the Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine, and he was the recipient of the U.S. Book News Best Psychology Mental Health Book Award of 2007. Now, the renowned teacher, speaker, transformational strategist, and author, Oziama Egbuanwu, was born in Nigeria, who is dedicated to helping individuals, businesses, and communities reach a fuller potential. Oziama is renowned for going into disadvantaged towns and communities and just turning them around. I've seen her do this in many places, turning them into places of excellence and well-being. She also teaches the master's course on developing and implementing ideas at Columbia University and has been the director of one of their major programs there. She also works extensively in the United Nations, and she is the founder and CEO of Burn Bright International, a transformational coaching company. For the mythic realm, the renowned professor, author, evolutionary biologist, futurist, and consultant on living systems design, Dr. Elizabeth Satouris, who is something else again. Her work is focused on showing the relevance of biological systems to organizational design in business, government, and globalization. She is perhaps the foremost expert in the world on biology and evolution. Connie Buffalo. Connie is a speaker, a teacher, the president of the Renaissance Project. She is of Anishinaabe descent. You know them as Chippewa. Her reservation is on Lake Superior, Wisconsin. Now, Connie brings her Native American traditions into every aspect of her life, including, by the way, having been the CEO or major official of several significant corporations. And finally, for the spiritual realm, the evolutionary spirituality pioneer and founder of Integral Enlightenment, Craig Hamilton. Craig was a member of Deepak Chopra's Evolutionary Leaders Forum and was a participant in the Synthesis Dialogues, a 35-person interdisciplinary think tank presided over by His Holiness, the Dalai Lama. Claire Zammit, an expert transformational leader, teacher, mentor, and entrepreneur, creator of the Feminine Power Programs for Women, as well as an active member of Jack Canfield's prestigious Transformational Leadership Council. Both Claire and Craig founded the Evolving Wisdom Programs. Now, I call these people heroic because they've pushed beyond ordinary expertise. They've invented and created new ways of being and doing that change the map of possibility. All of these heroic guides will share powerful wisdom and insights. And not only share, they will do it in such a way that will have practical, pragmatic, enhancing effects on your work in the Course as they gently and not so gently expand your mind. And this is how the reality of quantum physics will open up the larger partnerships and support systems, the greatest being interdependent co-arising. Interdependent co-arising. Mythically and symbolically, you will take on a new narrative, that of living the mythic life, engaging with the quantum field, creating and manifesting dreams and visions, making the wonderful become probable. Now, the next stage of the larger heroic journey brings the hero to the deepest point of the cycle, there to be recognized by the Father Creator, or in our case, to come to a profound understanding and partnership with the universe. Here is where, in the Course, you will attain a radical, new, and comprehensive understanding of the guiding principles of how the universe works. And drawing upon the work of Brian Swim, also how you, being the universe in miniature, contain the very same principles and therefore can learn to use the powers of creation itself, the great primary or implicate order of everything that creates and sustains reality, and to do so in your own life. And from that moment forward, you, the hero or heroine, will become an evocateur of creativity and manifestation, a partner of quantum reality, and you will do so within the very structure of universal law and power. You will rise to the order of universal human, and you will also discover how to perfectly balance your expanded life, even under seemingly ordinary circumstances, and to live with a very high level of everyday passion. At this point in the classical journey, the hero or heroine achieves a marriage or covenant with the god or goddess, or in our case, the inner spiritual beloved of the soul. This is the spiritual or unitive part of our journey. We may think of the spiritual beloved as the attending archetype who is partnered with you in some mysterious way, but with whom you are in emotional and spiritual communion. We can also call this being our quantum partner because it serves to engage us in our higher tasks, and when partnered, keeps us true to our deepest life's calling. It even provides us with a wave tide of giving and receiving so very abundant that it seems drawn from the very ocean of abundance itself. The living together of all of life's dreams, tragedies, comedies, the theater of the absurd, and guiding us to enter upon our apotheosis or transformation. This is why it is a major theme in some of the world's greatest myths and wisdom stories. The next stage of the heroic journey has to do with gaining the boon for which one is questing, an elixir of life, the fire of immortality, the key to deeper knowledge, the great reward for passing the trials and all that has come before. Intrinsically, Campbell wrote, it is an expansion of consciousness and therewith of being. Within the training, part of it is simply the receiving, a great compendium of boons or gifts. Indeed, it is the expansion of consciousness, and consciousness is what everything is all about. An expansion of consciousness, as well as a strong growth in your experience and use of your quantum powers, discovered in your own unique personal development, the fulfillment of your intentions, your becoming a champion of what before had only been imagined but now is so very real, and with a whole new order of creativity joined to the universe's dreams for you becoming manifest in your life and time. In your life and time, yes. And in the classic mythic journey, this leaves only the flight back across the threshold with the bones intact so that with them the hero or heroine can restore the world back home, turn the wasteland into the green land. At this moment, you will become the master of two worlds, able to bring the greening power of the depth world into the graying world of ordinary space and time. In your 9-month journey, you will discover that you are now capable of living in the quantum field of possibility, where you bring new mind to old matters, new spirit to fading hopes, new hope and manifestation to a world in need of your powers. You become co-creator, evoker of the possible, a bringer of love and compassion, resourceful, reliant, and ever ready to help make the difference. For indeed, through this mythic journey, you have become the difference. And again, you can follow along with what I'm talking about here on the training information page that we've created for you. Simply click on the link on the event page where you join me today, where it says, visit the Live Your Quantum Destiny training information page, or simply type your quantum destiny, that's one word, yourquantumdestiny.com into your browser and hit enter. Now to continue, I have learned from my own heroic journey that once you agree to it and answer the call to the larger life, there is really no particular way to turn back from that choice. Indeed, each of us might usefully consider where we find ourselves right now on the cycle of our own particular journey. Have you truly heard a call to the larger life? Have you refused it? And if so, why? Have you accepted the call but then met with monsters of recalcitrance who refuse to let you pass across the threshold to your own deeper capacities and possible life? Did you finally outwit these monsters and get across? Are you caught in the belly of the whale through despair, depression, or just plain inertia? Have unusual allies or helpers shown up? A telephone call at the right time, a book falling open at an important passage, being here today, listening to me? Do you find yourself in the midst of the road of trials? And if so, do you discover it as full of adventures or just one darn crisis after another? Is there a sacred marriage awaiting you or a transformational friendship? Do you feel the yearning for the inner beloved of the soul? Are you seeking to understand an accelerated world of so much chaos and confusion, or in fact, to enter the comprehension of the way the universe really works and integrate that into your daily life and practice? Again, you can visit the Live Your Quantum Destiny training information page, or simply type yourquantumdestiny.com into your browser and hit enter. So again, friends, if you hear that call, and I suspect you do if you're still here listening to me, to undertake this great journey of transformation and become what you are destined to become, I urge you to stand up right now. Yes, I mean that. Really stand up right now where you are. Stand up and say loud and with gusto, yes. Yeah, just stand up, say yes, yes, yes to stepping forward and crossing the threshold. Say yes to moving beyond the safe and familiar and into the intimidating yet utterly empowering road of trials and adventures ahead. Say yes. Get up. Say yes to the marriage with the infinite. Say yes to that ultimate boon that will be yours. Again, friends, out loud, one more time, please, one more time. Say yes to your own heroic journey. And whether you join me in this 9-month training or commit to embarking on this further journey on your own, I urge you to say yes. Yes, indeed, yes, to this, the greatest journey of your life. Your quantum destiny awaits. And if you feel ready to continue with me, then I can't wait to be your guide. And so I want to thank you. I want to thank you all for joining me here today and for caring enough to want to change yourself and the world to begin with, knowing intuitively that is what we are all here to do in this extraordinary time and place.
Thank you so much, Gene. That was just such a wonderful presentation and invitation to join the 9-month advanced training. I'm Claire Zammit, everyone. I'm so happy to be with you here tonight. I'm Claire Zammit, the founder of Evolving Wisdom and the Feminine Power Programs, and I would be absolutely honored to invite you to ask Jean questions directly about the live training. If you are here with us and you have a question or you'd like to share a comment, please post it in the live Q&A box that is on the webcast page. And we'll just wait a few moments for everyone to post their questions and transition. And we just ended the last year's training on Quantum Destiny recently, and the response has been absolutely phenomenal in terms of the kinds of huge change, transformation, and impact that participants have received. This is an absolutely extraordinary opportunity to be mentored by one of the great teachers of our time. And so, Jean, I would love to open it up for questions. There's questions coming in, amazing comments coming in from people, feedback in response to this invitation. And let's see here. Are you there, Jean? You with
us? Right here.
Good.
I'm greatly looking forward to the questions. And can't wait to hear what I answer.
Great, that's fantastic.
It's not as if I put a quarter in my mouth and sort of pull the handle and the right words come out. So I'm always both stunned and surprised by joy by the questions. I'm looking forward to it now.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, please do post a comment for us and post your question in the live Q&A box that's here on the live webcast player. So, Jean, one of the questions that participants from your Quantum Powers program and your 7-week program most frequently ask is, you know, what are the kinds of transformations that they can expect to experience in their life as a result of taking the 9-month training that might be different to what they have experienced so far?
Well, of course, it's 9 months, isn't it, Claire? And that already gives, it's time to have a baby, or if you will, a new creation of your mind and body, because it is so intense. There's no time that you're not actually studying and working with me, because not just of the very long course itself, but also the incredible number of bonuses. I've never seen anything like that. Of exercises, of great people interacting with me. And above all, I think it is the nature of the commitment. You know, just like if you were, I was once as a very young person considered for the Olympics as a fencer, and I decided not to do it because it meant I had to give up all my college work. But as well as put on 40 pounds of muscles, which meant I would look like a brick outhouse for the rest of my life. But I do know what goes into that kind of making things possible. And we have found that those who really stuck with it, did the practices, generally on a daily basis, if only a half hour a day, what happened to them was essentially the turning of the page on their life. They became not so much new people, but truly evolved people. They entered into the possible human. They also began to live mythic lives. Coincidences, serendipities, wonderful things happening to them that were unexpected and were reason for joy and celebration. From, getting over diseases. Now, I'm not going to say people are all going to get over diseases, but many people really just felt much, much better and released. More importantly, released old habits, old ways of being, found new ways of being that brought them to a fullness of life such as few had ever expected to have ever again. They remembered it perhaps from childhood, but it came back, a kind of luscious fulfillment of so many of their lives. People wrote books and all asked me to write the introduction to them too, or find the publisher, which in some more than a few cases I did. They embarked on new adventures of life. They began, some shifted profession very happily. and some found, and many found ways of finding adequate remuneration so that they changed in terms of their sense of the abundance, what I in Sicilian refer to as abbondanza, you know. Some found their beloveds in one way or the other. I keep saying, you know, you want a man, get a dog also. You know, and some both found a man and a dog, or a woman and a dog. I always am on the pro-dog. I'm looking at three huge dogs lying out in front of me, together weighing 350 pounds. And now their heads are up, and they're saying, okay, time for the W-A-L-K. What happens is that life becomes more. And you begin to live your, what either you could call it your supreme or your quantum destiny. You are in partnership with the universe so that you've actually opened up a new kind of opportunity, what is technically called speciation, when a species begins to move to its next place in evolution. Now, I'm not going to say that you're going to be Superman or Superlady, but what you are is you're going to tap into the wealth of potentials that you never knew you had, or that you had perhaps learned of in a certain way in my earlier courses, but here they come into their fullness. It's really a remarkable course. It's probably, you know, I've been teaching for decades. I was a college professor. But I must say, as well as giving many seminars and workshops, but I must say this is perhaps the most fulfilling for me of my teaching career, because I'm able to really teach the length and breadth of the human destiny, of the human possibility.
Well, that's profound, Jean, because I see this in the feedback surveys, and I know this is what happens for participants when there's an opportunity for a depth training like this, that you get to apply and implement the openings that you might experience in a 7-week course. You know, quantum powers, awakening your life's purpose. There's an activation to these new codes and to these new higher possibilities. But the external structures of our life still reflect the ordinary self or the ordinary life. And in being activated and ignited, there's the opportunity to join together and really go on your hero's journey to transform all of the outer expressions of your life to be able to match and mirror these inner possibilities. So it's not, the caterpillar doesn't just have an awakening to, you know, there's a higher potential. It's actually the process of coming together and forming a chrysalis and actually like releasing at their very core these old structures in our lives and reforming higher, truer, newer, the fullness, the quantum destiny expression of who we are in the world. And I've never seen that kind of transformation happen for people at that level of depth outside a context like this, where there's this level of support, this level of mentorship, and this kind of a structured program with so many guides and mentors and supporters, and particularly the opportunity to be mentored by you. I don't think there's a teacher on the planet today who can activate the higher codes of human potential and possibilities in anyone more than you. And you've done that for me, and you've done that for millions of people throughout your career. And this is an incredibly special opportunity for people to enter into a very close personal mentoring relationship with you over the course of time, where they can really apply and get traction so that, you know, coming out on the other side, what I see is just that there's the momentum in the direction of your highest destiny. There's an unstoppable momentum that participants are able to tap into and activate through that process. And it's really, really a profound experience of application, transformation, manifestation, and momentum towards the greatest expression of who we are. And, this is such an incredible time on the planet. I mean, if you think about the significance of each of us as individuals being ignited, being unleashed and expressed in this way with how connected everything and everyone is.
Mm-hmm.
The potential ripple effects, I mean, what do you see in terms of the effects that individuals who've been able to step into their quantum destiny in this way, what's the kind of impact that they have on their families, on their friends, on their colleagues, on their communities, mm-hmm. when they're able to really live at this quantum level of destiny?
Well, it is the miraculous as everyday life, is the way many have described it, you know, quoting in part Mr. Einstein, who said you can live your life as if nothing is a miracle, or you can live your life as if everything is a miracle. And so miraculously, I mean, the appearance of the larger possibility, the transposition of life from ordinary to extraordinary. You have to sort of raise your bliss tolerance because these very good things really begin
right?
to happen.
Yeah, you have to expand beyond your upper limit what you can
yeah.
receive in terms of your own greatness being expressed.
And, of course, there is always, yes, there's always recalcitrance, isn't there? Because the old Adam, the old Eve, the older form wants to come back. And so we give you many, many ways of igniting the call, and not just the call and the lure of becoming, but igniting the steadfastness. And, you know, very important is this, is when you are there with 9 months, with all the others, I don't know how many there are others, but there'll be certainly hundreds and hundreds of people, you find your natural friends. We find that in this kind of course, people find their new friends for life, and often partners in business and community and all kinds of things. But with these people, you keep each other going. So it isn't like a lonely journey. It is a journey together. It's like being Dorothy in the Yellow Brick Road, you know, that she picks up all her pals. And often her pals in the Wizard of Oz were versions of herself that needed higher orders of support. And that's what you find, higher orders of support and empowerment. When I read the emails of what people are writing back and forward on the forum, it just makes me brighten up and shine. I become ignited by the sheer glory of the level and sharing of the friendships and the empowering of each other. It's really quite extraordinary.
Well,
there seems to be no nastiness at all, which also surprises me.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's a mystery how people are drawn together, and each of us holds these sacred keys that unlock our destiny. You're an author, and you're with someone whose friend is a literary agent in your small group.
Mm-hmm.
You have an idea for a project, and the person
right.
on your interactive session, their sister, knows someone who is actually the critical piece in you getting it funded. I mean, these are the
mm-hmm.
kinds of stories we hear and see happen over and over again. And I think it is because the community, you know, comes together in a quantum field. So synchronicity reigns supreme in an environment like this, where people do get drawn together in ways that, you know, exactly what you're saying, lifelong friendships, collaborations, all these kinds of things emerge in a community. And there's an aspect of that in quantum powers and awakening your life's purpose training. But a training like this, people show up at an even higher level with a higher level of commitment. And what that creates is a deeper and richer field. And because you have 9 months together, people become much more invested in their relationships with one another. Would you say that's true? No, in terms of having, you know, that time and space to really be able to get to know each other and support each other and be partners on the journey. So those relationships are like really endure in so many cases, really, for life beyond the course. You know, we have people who've taken these advanced trainings who are still meeting even as a small group 5 years later.
Quite a few of that. Yes, quite a few of that. And many people in my course decide to continue with the others, and they, you know, with the new technologies. They can do that readily. They meet on Skype or on Zoom or on the Internet in different ways. And so life continues, and they often meet in person. You know, it's like the creation of a new village. You know,
yeah.
Many years ago, I helped Hillary Clinton write a book called It Takes a Village to Raise a Child. Well, what I'm now doing is creating villages that are raising human beings, adults, to whole new levels of not just maturity, but of human excellence.
Yeah. Yeah, it's profound. And I want to also emphasize that this is a program, I know, that's about the application and embodiment of many of these principles that you teach. And I know there's going to be some new material that you're going to be sharing with people.
It's actually quite
very
substantial.
Rich, but it's very substantial. We'll talk about that at the moment. But, you know, the value of really being in a program like this on so many levels is focused on application, to apply, to embody, to transform, to live it, to step into it with a tremendous amount of support, with mentoring, and with guidance. So what are you going to be sharing this year, Jean, that's brand new that you've never taught before? I'd love to invite you to share about that, because I know there are going to be some new things from the new work that you've been doing.
Yes. Well, there's a lot of new things based on the new quantum physics. By the way, I have a new book coming out today called What is
today?
Consciousness? Yes, today. What is Consciousness, which I've done with Irvin Laszlo and Larry Dossey. So some of the things that are in that book, a whole new order of what consciousness is and how it really is unified with our own consciousness, and how to make the deep connections between your local consciousness and the larger consciousness, and thus for invention, for creation, for problem solving, for delving into living in the oneness and the way it is, the unitive states. There is a lot more on the spirituality of it all, and how to apply spirituality in sort of spiritual activism to really profoundly make a difference. I go deeply, deeply into the way the cosmos itself, the nature of the cosmos, using some of Brian Swim's work and my own work and Thomas Berry's work, how the cosmos, the workings of the cosmos are the same workings that we find in ourselves. And when you really begin to find the way the reality works, both within and without, oh my, it is such a shock of recognition. You wake up to a whole new order of the nature of reality, the nature of things, and of consciousness. There are many, 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 it is not a repetition of all material. There is some material that is repeated, because you need this material to be reminded quite literally of the ways of tapping into the inner treasures, tapping into your own unique greatness. Because people say, well, let's have just new stuff all the time. But when you have new stuff all the time, you forget the basics. So I do often, from time to time, I refer to the basics, and that's the time that you don't complain, but you did this 2 years ago in that course. No, it isn't the same. I teach it in new ways, but we go much, much deeper. But most of the course, I would say 80% of the course, is unique material.
Yeah. Well, and that's it's different every year. So this is, I just want people to know, this is informed by your latest, most brilliant work that continues to evolve, that continues to grow, that's bringing leading edge insights and materials into the application. Mm-hmm. And I want to emphasize again that one thing I'll share here, there's a question that's come in. It's a fantastic question here from Michael in Montreal. Michael says, it's quite a long question, but I'm going to just share in response to Michael's question. Michael in Montreal, the essence of it is just that, he says, I'm concerned about how much more material is in this 9-month course, if it's going to make me guilty if I can't listen to all of it. Because I want to participate at 100%, and I'm feeling fairly overwhelmed in my job and my everyday life. Mm-hmm. So,
I think I can answer that.
Yeah.
Michael, there is substantive material. That is true. It's material for a lifetime. So you don't have to listen to it all at once, You can take your own timing. But if you're overwhelmed in the job, this is one of the things this course will show you how to do, not to be whelmed or overwhelmed or underwhelmed, but rather to find that you are adequate to the process, and I mean the process of life, and how to live more fully and therefore more fluently. And actually, many people say that life becomes not just richer, it becomes somewhat easier. Because you're cooking on more burners, that you just are having many more capacities, so that it's not like being drowned or swallowed in muchness. It is being the muchness that then can take on the richness of reality.
That's beautiful, Jane. I think that's really a helpful perspective. And the other thing I want to add in is that we're at a slower pace than quantum powers.
That's true, yeah.
And awakening your life's purpose. So in quantum powers and awakening your life's purpose, the way the course was designed is it was a kind of an intensive burst to give you these core systems to activate your quantum powers and to activate or discover your life's purpose. In Quantum Destiny, there's one training module every 2 weeks. So it's only two training modules a month, which creates more time and space for integration, for application, and for mentoring calls with you, which I want to talk about in just a moment. Because, you know, so much of the opportunity of this training, I mean, I don't know what is the richest experience, because the actual training content is life-altering in terms of what you're going to discover. Mm-hmm. But the opportunity to be supported by a community in a small group and be online together in this way, but also to be mentored by you personally, it enables the slowing down and the space for integration, for application, for embodiment.
Yes,
so I think that's
does.
What I want to emphasize as well, that it's not just about a massive information overload. It's actually structured in a way that it's going to be material that's deep, but it's structured to really help you apply and embody these materials. So I want to speak about the mentoring calls, because one of the highlights of the program is people get to be mentored by you. And I know that in a 9-month program, that really everyone pretty much who wants to have the opportunity to speak with you personally or connect with you personally over the course of 9 months gets that opportunity to be able to do that, even though there are several, you know, hundreds of people in the course, that in that much time, pretty much everyone will have an opportunity to be personally mentored by you. And Jean, having known you now for so long, but I can tell you when I first met you, even having a short conversation with you, there's a way I would say, you know, all of us have these higher quantum powers, and one of your superpowers is being able to see and activate the deep codes inside of individuals and their potentialities. And I remember having a very short conversation with you that was maybe 15 minutes long when I first met, that really ignited and activated the path that I'm on now in all of the leadership work that I've been doing with women. And, I just want to underscore the value of the opportunity for people to have those mentoring conversations with you. And if you can share about the richness of the conversations, and whether you're being mentored live, having the modeling about how to apply and integrate this in the space to live this in your life is so incredibly helpful. So I'm wondering if you can share about that.
Well,
with us.
We have regular mentoring, a lot of mentoring times actually with me. And I suppose because I've been teaching for so long and I've faced so many, literally hundreds of thousands of people in the course of my long life, which is getting longer by the day, I dissolve myself into the beingness of the person who asked the question. It's a kind of almost mystical attunement. when people have said that about me. And I listen very, very, very deeply with no judgment, no judgment at all. And somehow, from what they say, from what I know, and more importantly, what I am picking up of the deeper presence of who it is who is talking to me, I do give not so much answers, but evocations, quickenings that people say really just strikes right to the tune and saves them years. I mean, I keep getting this. You saved me years. You saved me 10 years. You saved me 5 years. Oh, my God. How come you came through and nobody else has? Now, I'm not bragging about this. I'm just saying this is what people say, and it's frankly what I'm pretty good at.
Well, and that's what I want to reflect back and share. I don't know that there's anyone living in the world today who is more gifted at this particular key thing of being able to activate and see and ignite the codes inside of people's potential and destiny. So I just want to underscore to everyone here, having experienced that firsthand, having been catalyzed and ignited, I mean, I don't believe that the fullness of evolving wisdom and everything that has come out of it being, you know, kind of your reflection back in the way that you're describing to me was so significant in the unfolding of all of that. And I just want everyone here to know, to be really present to the profound opportunity that is to be with you in that way and to have personal access to be mentored by you and activated by you in this way, in a training like this, is absolutely extraordinary. So I'm really so happy to be able to share about that firsthand with everybody as well. So another question here that's coming in is the kind of support that participants experience in the course. So I'll just share a little bit about the structure, how the training is structured. So it's a 9-month training beginning in August, and it's structured so that you're going to come together with an online global community of really extraordinary participants who are up to very interesting things. We were talking about this earlier, Jean, the value of the network of people who come together for a training like this is just extraordinary. If you can share maybe some of the kinds of people who have participated in the past.
Mm-hmm. Well, they are people of all ages and of all continents and of all states of being. They are doctors and housewives. They are people who are laborers and writers of books. They are people mostly who are on the edge of a new calling, of being called to a larger life. That would be the generic form. There are more women than men, as is true in any of online seminars, unless it's in engineering. But the men are the men are wonderful and deeply understanding of the need for women and men to join together in the full agenda of the human race at this time. There are very young people, too. I mean, we've had people who are 16, 17 years old, and they seem to fit right in. There are old people in their 90s and all the times in between. If I were to say a median age, I would say it's 35 to 65. Wouldn't you say that, something like that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I think it's in there. But we have the people in their 20s, too. But mostly it's people who really want to grow themselves to really be able to make a difference in this, the most critical and also fruitful time in human history. They know that there is enormous opportunities and possibilities out there, and they really need to upgrade their game, if you will, in order to enter into this world of time and change and become game changers themselves.
Yeah, so we're going to come together with this global tribe of change agents, and we'll be together in a private online community 24/7, being able to post and comment and connect. And then there is really one session a week for the duration of the 9 months of the training. So again, it's a slower pace than Quantum Powers or Awakening Your Life Purpose.
So the one session also includes the bonuses, isn't that right?
Well, excluding the bonuses. So it's one teaching session, and then it's one mentoring session live with you after that.
Yes.
And then we have some bonus calls. So it's a slower pace, mm-hmm. and there's integration. And you'll be part of a smaller group, so even though there's a larger community, it'll certainly be smaller than the Quantum Powers, more intimate than the Quantum Powers and Awakening Your Life's Purpose cohorts. But, you know, there's an online community where everyone's participating, which creates a very rich global network. But then you'll have the opportunity to participate in a much smaller group where there is continuity throughout the entire time of the course, so you can be sharing your discoveries and really get to know a much smaller group of people. So there's, you know, that broader network, but a more intimate context. And there's also the opportunity to take on a legacy project, so a project that is really tied to the themes of the course.
Yes.
You know, people have done projects in the realm of healing arts, the community service, getting a book published might be a project. So if there's something specific that you want support to manifest or create tangibly in your life like that, there's going to be a lot of support and a structure in your small group to be supported with something very specific that you want to create. You don't need to know what that is in advance, but the focus of the training is really about the application of these key principles along with advanced training materials with this community, with support in your life at a pace that enables you to integrate it and apply it. So there's a lot of other support from participants that you'll receive in your smaller group, and you'll have access to the live mentoring calls with Jean. So the whole, you know, the entire training is really the environment that is an activating chrysalis of your own. It is, isn't it? It's like this, you know, kind of coming together and really being, you know, having the container to be able to let go, release, transform at a place of depth, and to be able to do that from your own home, from anywhere in the world, and to be together with such a powerful community. It's an amazing miracle, Jean, of modern technology, isn't it? And it's that the intimacy that people experience from, even though they're in different parts of the world, there really is a quantum connective field between everyone that gets woven as people create these experiences.
It is the tapestry of an emerging humanity. That's the way I see it.
Yeah. Yeah. Beautiful. So one other question that comes in is about the time commitment and how much time do we need to dedicate to get the most out of the program. Well, I would just want to ask another question, which is how much time does it take to self-actualize and realize one's destiny? Because I think if you want to activate your higher human potentials, that's not something that just happens by itself of its own accord. We sense this deeper potentiality, and to, you know, we have for the first time in human history the opportunity, so many of us, to step in and lead mythic, heroic lives, and to be able to activate and ignite and manifest and create the potentials that we sense is kind of like going for the gold in the Olympics, and like that's going to require some effort and some training and some support, wouldn't you say, Jean?
Yes, I think that's the vital metaphor, you know.
Right, like it doesn't just happen.
You get what you put into it. Some people put in 10 minutes a day. Some people put in 30 minutes a day. The point is to put time in, real time, in every day, and it doesn't have to be a lot of time. You often find, though, that as you get deeper into the course, because you've uncovered so many different new capacities, that it does not require the same level of intensity as it might at the beginning. Now, that's true for some people. That's not true for all. But it is still true that this is life actualization. And so it does require, you know, time and focus.
Well, and taking the metaphor of the Olympics and the gold, the time out on the field of your life, you're out on the field of your life all the time, living your potential. But the difference gets made when you're in the clubhouse with your coach, with your teammate, you're training, when you're planning. Like, your ability to show up on the field is directly impacted by the kind of support that you have on that level. And so
You're in a community of support. And
right,
the community of support is very, very, is part of the timing that you take. To process and to exercise.
With a mentor who's won the gold and helped many others win the gold, I would say, and who knows the secret to winning the gold, but to be able to, and that's really the structure of the program, is really if you want to really kind of go for the gold in your life, actualize your higher possibilities in this way, having this, you have to spend time in your life practicing if you want to actualize your possibilities, and the structure of this program enables you to do that, I think, in the most efficient way, so that the time that you're spending, you're going to see exponential results in your life through the process. So one other question here that's coming in is from people, I've participated in Quantum Powers or Awakening Your Life's Purpose, and I felt like I had a lot of openings to change, but I still feel stuck. Is this course going to be different for me?
It's a very different course. It's a very different course. And also the fact that it is 9 months. Some people are given to their stuckness for many reasons. And what we do in community and 9 months and deep working and a great deal of new material. I have not actually come across anybody who's been in the longer course who did not unstick.
Yeah, get unstuck. Yeah. That's true.
The glue is dissolved in most cases.
Right, because you get it happens when you're in conversation with people in your groups, and then you're listening to a call, and you're on the mentoring call, and that you have an opportunity to show up and apply something in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really the process by which it happens.
Showing up is very, very important. Now, that doesn't mean that you don't sometimes have things that you have to do in your life that would mean that you would miss something, but it's always there to be picked up because, everybody in the course is given access to the course for months at a time. Isn't that so?
Yes.
So there's no reason to miss anything, truly.
Yeah, so, and there's another question about it. I'm concerned about time zones, if you miss a course session live or if you're going to be away for any of it. I would say half the people participate live, half listen to the recordings. I've never seen any difference and the kind of benefit that people receive, whether you're live or whether you're listening to the recordings later. How about you, Jean?
No, I think that's true, I would also say, we do receive letters from Australia where they say, when Jean does the live mentoring and it's 2:00 in the morning for me, can you please send Jean to Australia or let her do it for Australia and all these different time zones at the same time? I don't know that that's going to happen, but they can hear the mentoring. And if they send in, for example, many people who live far, far away from the States send in questions from China, from Japan, from Australia, from Europe, and they, we always answer those questions first and fully. So they then listen to the feedback and they realize that their questions have been answered.
Well, and that is one thing that we're looking at this year is having some of the sessions at a time, in different times, so at different points. Mm-hmm. If you are in any time zone, there will be an opportunity to be able to get online.
Oh, good. Yeah, because I know that's been a suggestion, and I'm glad that you're following up on that.
Yeah, so please don't let your schedule or the time zone at all have you miss this opportunity, because it's it really doesn't impact the kind of results that people get, whether or not you're live or you're listening to the recordings, and there will be different times that you can participate. It's being part of the community, being part of the energy, going through the training is absolutely phenomenal. And Evolving Wisdom, we have extended a $500 discount for the training. And if you look on the training information page, you're going to find all of the details with a coupon code that you can access. So, Jean, any final words as we're ending?
Well, these are the times and we are the people. We have chosen, I believe it is probably a choice from the other domains of being, to enter into the most complex and in many ways a challenging time of human history, where what we do profoundly makes a difference as to whether we evolve or perish. I am devoted, I am driven by a sense of history, I must tell you, and I am utterly and completely devoted to helping people be prepared to not just live magnificently and beautifully and enormously helpfully in this time of shift and change, but then to be able to go out and do it also, to raise the possibilities, to evoke the wisdom, to spontaneously spark new ways of being, the excitement of being fully human in the most challenging times, and thus to the ripple of effect of each one of you, my friends, will be manifold. You will ultimately affect, whether you will never know it or not, thousands and thousands of thousands of other people by your fullness, by your ability to cross the great divide of otherness and evoke the genius in people, evoke the magnificent human, because you have become that yourself.
Beautiful, Jean. Well, thank you, friends, and thank you, Jean, and I do encourage you to go ahead and complete your registration. You'll find all of the details if you click on the link and the player. And what's the website that people go to again? Actually, you can click on the link on the player that is right below the webcast, or you can go to, oh, I have it here from the team, yourquantumdestiny.com.
Your Quantum Destiny, yes.
That's yourquantumdestiny.com. If you type that directly into your URL, if you're listening in on the phone right now, you can go straight to your computer and type in yourquantumdestiny.com. If you scroll down, mm-hmm. you'll see the coupon code, you'll see the details. And I do hope you join us. And Jean, I really can't wait for this new training, and I hope everyone is able to join us for this, because this is going to be an absolutely life-altering experience, and I feel so honored to be playing a role in being able to offer this to everybody. So thank you so much, everyone, for joining us. Much love, many blessings. Thank you, Jean.
Many blessings. Thank you. Blessings to all.
Bye.
Goodbye.